Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you folks. I've met a lot of interesting people in my life, and especially since I've been doing my show, but none more so than Chris Bishop. Chris has come into our lives in the last couple of years, and he's just such a fascinating guy. He's a big thinker, a great mind. He's got an amazing resume, former rock star, touring rock star. He's a jingle producer. That, you know, the Kit Kat Give Me a Break a jingle, he did that one. He's a former corporate guy, worked for IBM for a number of years, got to help them get their act together over there. And now we're fortunate to have him hanging out with us a little bit, and we appreciate him very much. Chris Bishop, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. What a great intro. Always delighted to be here with you.
It's good to have you back.
Looking forward to our conversation.
Yeah, so drones. I do a little in one of my speeches where I talk about implications. Uh-huh. I do a little thing where I show a drone, a kiddie's drone in a man's hand. And I say, 10 years ago, I gave one of these to my grandson. That same year, Fred Smith probably gave one just like that to his grandson. I wonder if it ever occurred to him that one day that drone would change his business model.
Yeah, I wonder. Well,
I bet it didn't.
It probably didn't, no.
But now I show a picture of an Amazon drone with a package under it, you know?
Yeah, no, in preparing for the show, I did some research, and there's a picture of this drone with, like, three pizza boxes underneath it.
Yeah, exactly. So drones are like a lot of our newest, fanciest technology. It's a double-edged sword, isn't it? It's going to offer amazing opportunity. It's going to offer significant disruptions, and maybe even a little bit of bad stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, this like any technology, as you're saying, you know, there's the good and the bad, and I always start with the premise that technology is just a tool, and it's how you use it. You know, it gives us opportunities to do cool things with it, and it gives other people chances to be pernicious or do malicious things with it. But drones, I think, is really cool. It's, again, somewhat of a great equalizer on some level. As you say, Fred Smith, right, who runs FedEx, is also getting competition from Amazon buying their own planes. That's another conversation. But, new models, thinking in terms of your audience, small, medium business, that there are exciting ways that they could exploit this new technology, to use drones in different kinds of settings.
Well, the thing that I want to make sure that small business owners think about with these topics we're going to talk about today is every one of these is coming over the horizon at you, folks.
Yeah.
They're popping up on your horizon, and it's unclear right at this moment, it's unclear whether they're going to be a challenge to you or an opportunity to you, whether they're going to give you a lever up or whether they're going to disrupt you. And the reason why you and I are talking about it today, Chris, is so people can see them early and turn them into an opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's the objective, right?
Yeah, because
help people think about how they can use them to drive their business model and innovate and kind of rethink existing processes or protocols or, you know, look for addressable opportunity, new ways to make money and gain customers using drones or any kind of new technology.
Or strategizing around them. I mean, out here on Main Street, Chris, If we may not be able to out drone Amazon, but we can out love up our customers better than Amazon does, so that they won't want a drone. They'll be glad to see us coming.
Yeah, well, they'll want to see your drone as opposed to Amazon's drone.
Exactly. Well, no, that's another good point. But I do think that the small business owners have to realize that going one on one trying to out-drone Amazon or out-buy Walmart, those are not really productive goals, I don't think.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's realistic.
Yeah.
I mean, would say, you know, at a meta level, like, if you're thinking about a new technology, in this case drones, right, like, get in a room, a conference room, with a whiteboard and a flip chart and some teenagers or college students, and ask them to come up with ways that they could, you could use drones to transform your business.
Right.
And spend, buy a pizza and spend a lunch and learn.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever wants to join. I mean, I don't mean to be ageist
that's a good point.
People don't have ideas, but typically these new technologies, as we all know, tend to get adopted first by younger people.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good suggestion. Chris Bishop, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. We'll come back. We're going to talk about blockchain. That's another thing coming over your horizon that, you, as you know, we've talked about. Stay with us. 2010.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.